السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وسابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من اتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah summa alhamdulillah. Today is first of Sha'ban. Yesterday the moon was sighted in several places, so the month of Sha'ban has begun already. According to Sheikh Rajab Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali rahimahullah, he said that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua and prepare himself and used to encourage the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in from the sighting of the crescent of Rajab. And very famous dua, we all know about it and we hear every year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, through your mercy, have barakah and blessings in our lives during the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And let us be alive during the month of Ramadan. Extend our life through your mercy during the month of Ramadan, so we can achieve maximum benefit of this holy month of Ramadan. So Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi said, the month of Rajab is the month of seeding, putting the seeds into the ground. And month of Sha'ban is the month of watering the plants. And the month of Ramadan is the month of harvesting the fruits and crops of the thawab and reward. And it is said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Ar-Rajabu Shahrullah wa Sha'banu Shahri wa Ramadanu Shahru Ummati, aw kama qal sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the Rajab is the special month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Sha'ban is a special month of mine, and the Ramadan is a special month of my ummah. Because as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the fasting, the ibadah of fasting, the act of fasting is common from the time of Adam alayhi salam all the way to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. But the time period used to be different, days and months used to be different. But after the hijrah, after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, in second year after the hijrah, this ayat was revealed first time in the Holy Quran, that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. That oh who you believe, we have made compulsory the fasting during the month of Ramadan, the whole month, as we have made compulsory fasting among the previous nations, so you may adopt the taqwa and piety. So the whole month of fasting was not given to the previous nations. It is only our speciality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has granted us first time is the whole month of Ramadan is a month of fasting. That is our special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should appreciate this precious gift of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast during the month of Sha'ban. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu and other Sahaba, several Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, has mentioned that during the month of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes used to fast the whole month of Ramadan, so whole month of Sha'ban. So the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why are you making so much of effort when this month of Sha'ban is not compulsory? It's optional fasting. The compulsory fasting is coming forth in the month of Ramadan. So why are you making so much of effort and fasting every single day during the month of Sha'ban? So beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to reply that, O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that I am preparing myself spiritually and physically for the month of Ramadan. So when month of Ramadan arrives, I shouldn't miss any single moment without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a person have to do some, you know, exhibition or some kind of act in front of the people, he rehearsal, he exercise, so he can perform in front of the people in very good manner. So he practices before the actual show. So this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend the whole month of Sha'ban fasting, so his body spiritually and physically becomes familiar and become, you know, familiar to the fasting, staying hungry and thirsty during the month of Sha'ban. So he got the habit of staying hungry and thirsty in month of Sha'ban. So when month of Ramadan comes, is not new for it. It is get used to. When a person is doing something over and over again, his body becomes used to for that act, for that kind of, you know, work. So that is how practically our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prepare during the month of Sha'ban. That's why Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala alaihim ajma'in also used to fast most of the days of the Sha'ban. Ummul Mu'minin Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha said that during the month of Ramadan, whatever fasting days I used to miss because of that monthly period or sickness or whatever, I used to hold it for the month of Sha'ban. And I used to make the qaza of my missing fast of Ramadan, previous Ramadan, during the month of Sha'ban. Why? Because my beloved husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to fast the whole month of Sha'ban. So I used to join with him. While my husband is fasting, how I can eat lunch and dinner. So I also keep my fast during the month of Sha'ban. So there are two benefits, especially for our sisters and mothers. They can have this habit, whatever. Obviously, they're going to miss a few days during the month of Ramadan. That is must. So those qazas, if they want to do it, they can do it in month of Sha'ban. So while they're finishing their qaza of missing fast, at the same time, they're getting the habit of fasting during the month of Sha'ban. So it becomes easy for them. When month of Ramadan comes, they are already used to for the fasting. There are so many benefits. And for the brothers, we should not miss any fast because we don't have monthly period. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Just imagine if you have to do that like our sisters, how difficult it would be for us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from that kind of disease. So, if you cannot fast the whole month of Shaaban, like our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do, at least this is the sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that always in every month of the year, throughout the year, he used to fast Mondays and Thursdays. So we should have this habit of fasting, and if you don't have a habit of fasting throughout the year, at least during the month of Shaaban, we should make this niyyah that all Mondays and Thursdays of month of Shaaban, I will fast. So there are four Mondays and four Thursdays for the whole month, right? So you already got 8 days, and you get the reward of practicing sunnah. Because that is the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays throughout the year. So with that niyyah, if you fast during the month of Shaaban, already you got 8 days of fasting. And then another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast in Ayyami Bid, the bright days, 13, 14 and 15th of every year. 13, 14 and 15th of every year. This year, inshallah, will be 11, 12 and 13 of February. Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Thursday night, the 13th, after Maghrib, Laylatul Bara'ah will start, 15th of Shaaban. And the Friday will be the 15th of Shaaban, which is the fasting day. But as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned in one of the hadiths, that we should not fast on Fridays. We should not fast in Fridays. It's makruh to fast. In month of Ramadan, we are obvious we have to fast because the whole month of fasting is compulsory. But other than Ramadan, in every other month, we should avoid to fast on Fridays. We should fast any 6 days, but Friday we should not fast. It is makruh. This is what the hadith has mentioned. But if we are going to fast the 3 days, with the intention and niyyah of practicing the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting during the Ayyamul Bid, meaning 13, 14 and 15th of the month, obviously we're going to start fasting from Wednesday, then Thursday and Friday will fall on the 3 days. So that will not be makruh. In that case, it will be allowed because we are fasting 13, 14 and 15th. Not only 15, not only Friday. But we are adding 2 more days before Friday. So in that case, it will not be makruh, it will not be undesirable, but it will be actual sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the 3 days of every month, 13, 14 and 15. So this is also an opportunity for us, instead of fasting only on Friday, on 13th of February, we should rather add 2 days. We should fast Thursdays and Wednesday as well. So these 3 days of Ayyami Bid, inshallah, we'll get the reward. So 8 days of Mondays and Thursdays plus these 3 days. So it will be like 11 days of fasting during the month of Shaaban, and that will be sufficient. We are weak people. We are busy people. We cannot fast the whole month of Shaaban as our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast. So at least we can practice in this Mubarak month this 11 days of fasting. If we can manage that, inshallah, it will be great benefit, and our body will get used to of staying hungry and thirsty, and then month of Ramadan will begin on the 1st of March, obviously, inshallah, hopefully. So it will become easy for us to fast during the month of Ramadan, because we already fasted 11 days during the month of Shaaban. So this is the humble request for all the brothers and sisters. Keep in mind and try to practice upon it. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Another thing, my brothers, the preparation. What we do in the preparation of Ramadan, we do shopping. We start shopping 3-4 weeks before Ramadan starts. You know, we slaughter the whole cow, whole goat. We fill our deep freezer with the chickens and nuggets and what. So during the month of Ramadan, We do not run short on any samosas and pies and what and what. This is our concern, that my children should not, you know, stay hungry because I must fill the more food. So during the month of Ramadan, we should not run out. This is our preparation during the month of Ramadan. In fact, the fasting, the main object of fasting is to stay hungry. But we eat more during the Ramadan, which we don't eat during the whole 11 months out of Ramadan. We eat more for iftar, for suhoor. So this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyway, that should not be our preparation for just for our stomach. Our preparation should be for our soul, for our ruh. And what is the preparation of the soul? That we should engage ourselves in the ibadat, in the activities, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourage us, وَسَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Hasten, run fast, quick, hurry up. إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. This is the whole month of Sha'ban in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed one night, Laylatul Bara'ah, that we should hasten towards it. Don't be lazy. Don't be slow. And the Jannat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already prepared for the muttaqeen, for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are righteous, those who are doing good actions in amal, those who are abstaining and refraining themselves from committing sin deliberately, intentionally. So first of all, as I said, we should practice on fasting. As many days we can fast. The second thing, my brothers and sisters, we should make covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promise to Almighty Allah, that Allah, I am preparing for the holy month of Ramadan. So in Sha'ban, I will come to the masjid all 5 times. And even if I cannot make 5 times, at least 3 times. Fajr, Maghrib and Isha, easily people are available. They are sitting at home. They come back from house, or in the morning they are not going out to the work. So these 3 prayers, at least we should pray in the masjid with congregation, with jama'ah. So for every salah, we can get the 27 times more reward compared to praying at home or anywhere else. So be punctual towards the prayers during the month of Sha'ban. If you are become punctual and frequent to the masjid, all at least for the 3 prayers during the month of Sha'ban, whole month, then it will become habit to come to the masjid during the month of Ramadan. It will not be difficult for us. Because that, as I said, if you work towards something over and over again, it becomes our habit. So make sure that during month of Sha'ban, we should not miss salah in the masjid. I'm emphasizing to come to the masjid. Obviously, brothers and sisters are praying at home. But we have to make little more extra effort. This is what all about the reward of 27 times more. And when a person is making wudu at home and coming to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy for every step he's taking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting one reward, erasing one sin, elevating status for every single step. So these opportunities, another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a person performing wudu at home and coming to the masjid with the intention that he's going to pray salat with congregation, he is like a person who's going for Hajj and Umrah, putting on ihram and going for Hajj and Umrah. That much of reward we are getting just for little bit effort and concern. We are missing such a great reward. Keep in mind, don't be lazy. Don't be trapped into the shaitan's, net. We should encourage ourselves come to the masjid frequently. And this is the sign of the iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, if you see the person is coming frequently to the masjid, bear witness that he is a believer. That's why he's coming to the masjid. And if you come only once in a week, only on Friday, then we have to check our iman. I am not saying in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to check our iman. What level of iman do we have? So, make frequent effort during the month of Sha'ban at least for 3 salat, Fajr, Maghrib and Isha. So inshallah when Ramadan will come, it becomes easy for us to come for iftar, not only for those days when we have the iftar party here. In the day there is no iftar, the masjid is empty. Even during the month of Ramadan, we only look forward to the iftar, to the food. When there is iftar written there, the masjid is full. And there is no iftar, the only few brothers are here. It should not happen. This is the month to strengthen our iman, to strengthen our spirituality, to strengthen our ruh and our soul. So don't worry about food. Come to the masjid for the better reward and thawab. The third thing, my brothers and sisters, during the month of Sha'ban, we should increase recitation in tilawat of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is the shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The Quran Majid has a special link and connection with the month of Ramadan. And obviously, during the month of Ramadan, everyone makes an effort to open the Holy Quran and they read some pages, some chapters as Allah gives tawfiq. But everyone try to open the Quran and recite before Fajr or after Maghrib or whatever time is available. Alhamdulillah, they do engage themselves in the recitation of the Quran during the month of Ramadan. Why we should not have practice during the month of Sha'ban? Start, make some effort, make some plan. If I am going to finish the complete the whole Quran, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan, let me state just 10 chapters or 5 chapters during the month of Sha'ban. So start tilawat of the Quran from the Alif Lam Mim during the month of Sha'ban. If you're going to read every day few pages, quarter, half, whatever Allah gives tawfiq, every single day, constantly, the whole month of Sha'ban, it becomes your habit. Then when Ramadan will come, inshallah, it will be easy for you to recite the Quran and make the tilawat of the Quran more easily and more comfortably because you're already practicing in month of Sha'ban. The third thing we have to do, brothers and sisters, during the month of Sha'ban, to prepare for holy month of Ramadan, let's start the Holy Quran reciting from Alif Lam Mim from today, because today is the first of Sha'ban. Make one page, two page, whatever Allah gives tawfiq, but start. And don't miss any day. Whatever time you have, just read few pages. Allah will increase and give you more tawfiq, that Allah will appreciate your effort. And the fourth thing, my brothers, is zikrullah, the third, kalima, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, durus sharif and istighfar. These three tasbihat recommended by our ulama after Fajr and after Asr. If we are practicing during the month of Sha'ban, inshallah, these two, three tasbihat, inshallah, in Ramadan, it will become very easy. The fourth very important things, my brothers and sisters, is to abstain ourselves, control ourselves from committing sin during the month of Sha'ban. That is very, very important. Because in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, because the blessing and rahmah is a special month of Ramadan, we somehow manage to control our tongues, our angers, etc. We switch off our TVs and we don't play around all this, on the internet, etc. During the month of Ramadan, we respect. But why we should not start from Sha'ban? You know, make a practice and control yourself, committing sin deliberately, intentionally, during the month of Sha'ban. So if you practice during the month of Sha'ban, Allah will give tawfiq to abstain and refrain from committing sin during the month of Ramadan as well. So these are some points we have to consider and keep it in mind. May Allah give us tawfiq to respect the days and nights, which is the holy days and holy nights of the Sha'ban. And let us prepare for the holy month of Ramadan. And every single day, in every salat, we should make this dua, O Allah, increase my life. Let me be alive during the month of Ramadan so I can achieve the maximum benefit. We don't know the next Ramadan we're going to be alive or not. So make dua also for this tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will accept our duas and inshallah we'll be alive during the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.